in the lineup today. Mets also going to get a boost with Jack Thomas Wold returning from the injured list. Mets are 51-36 again on Saturday. They were looking for a win that could have got them to 20 games over 500 last week, but they fell short of that and have slid since. They are 11-11 in the second half. Jupiter also 11-11 in the second half and 45-41 overall. And taking a complete look at the standings, Palm Beach is 13-9, winners yesterday, so the Cardinals enjoy a two-game lead over the Mets and the Hammerheads in the East second half. Daytona is 7-14, 5.5 out. Over in the West Division, Tampa is the leader at 13-6 in the second half, although Bradenton is only a half game back. Dunedin, 3 back. Lakeland, 4.5 out. Fort Myers, the first half champ, 5 back. And Clearwater, 8-14, 6.5 out. Other games around the Florida State League today. Tampa and Lakeland playing a doubleheader. Tampa leads 2-0 in the bottom of the first of game one. Fort Myers is up 2-0 in the bottom of the first at Dunedin, although that game is currently in a rain delay. Bradenton is at Clearwater at 6:30 and Palm Beach at Daytona at 7:05. Once again, our first pitch is scheduled for 6 o'clock sharp. We're going to be very close to an on-time start tonight. We'll step aside for a quick break. When we come back, the pitching matchup and the lineups for tonight's game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Pre-game show rolls on here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, where the Mets are playing their 26th game this season, but are 9-16 and are on an 8-game losing streak in this ballpark. That's not very good. Running out of chances to snap that losing streak. And John, in all likelihood, the Mets are down here again in the playoffs because they are going to play either Palm Beach, Jupiter, or Daytona. The way things have gone for Daytona this year, I don't think it's going to be them. So at some point in time, the Mets have to figure out how to win here at Roger Dean. Let's go over today's starting pitching matchup for the Mets. It's going to be Franklin Sanchez, not that far removed from an injured list stint. He's appearing in his 9th game. This will be his 5th start. He's 1-1 with a 3.68 ERA. Last time we saw Franklin was against Dunedin on Saturday, July 16th. He got the start there, pitching an inning and 2/3, a couple hits and a run. That game was eventually suspended, but he had a no decision in that one. Starting pitcher for the Hammerheads is Anthony Bender, a major league rehabber for the Miami Marlins. Bender has been out since late May due to back stiffness. He did pitch one inning on Sunday, striking out 3 batters, and the Marlins took on Lakeland. So Bender will get the start today. He's got 6 saves for the Marlins this year, supposed to be a big part of their bullpen as the Marlins try to figure out if they are contenders or not. So they'll look to straighten Bender out here, get him healthy, and then once Bender leaves, it's going to be old friend Gabe Bierman.
Well, It's always tough to face a pitcher on a rehab start of major league quality. Bender on his way back up through the Marlins organization. As you said, normally a reliever drawing the start tonight, but not expected to go more than two or three innings as he normally sets up that amount in the majors. Again, will be a difficult test for the Mets lineup tonight. And I do expect, to see players like Omar De Los Santos, try and take advantage and get aggressive early. Omar, one of the best players on the Mets this season with a .273 average. Really, I'd like to see more from Carlos Dominguez, who has slid a bit lately, seeing his average drop below .230 for a while. And he has struggled when facing quality arms, and he does tend to strike out a lot. So I'd like to see him stay in at bats a little bit longer, try to fight off some pitches, and just to get the bat on the ball. He doesn't have to hit a home run every time. He does tend to get aggressive and strike out when he swings for the fences. So a couple of more simple base hits might get Carlos back on track.
We'll go over the lineups now. We'll begin with those Mets. Leading off and playing center field is Omar De Los Santos. Junior Tillian will bat second and play short. William Lugo hits third, plays third. Justin Guerrero slots into the cleanup position. He's at second base. The aforementioned Carlos Dominguez is in right field hitting fifth. Jack Thomas Wold went on the IL in that Daytona series 3 weeks ago. Good to have him back batting sixth and playing first. Warren Saunders will get the DH role today. He's batting seventh. Ronis Ibar is in left field hitting eighth. And Fernando Villalobos will catch and hit ninth. Mets yesterday only had four hits. All were singles from De Los Santos, Guerrero, Bercierta, and Salazar, who was on the bench. For the Hammerheads, Yidi Capé is leading off and playing short. He had a good debut yesterday with a couple of hits. Marlins top 15 prospect. Javier Sanoja bats second, plays second. Brady Allen hits third. He's in center field. Zach Zubia bats cleanup. He's at first base. Federico Polanco is the DH. He hits fifth. Carlos Santiago plays the hot corner, bats sixth. Jorge Caballero hits seventh. He's in left field. Cam Barstad will do the catching at eighth. And Javian Cody bats ninth. He's in right. Looks like Anthony Bender has finished his warm-up session. He has disappeared into the Jupiter dugout. Should be coming out shortly. Plate meeting has concluded with the umpires and the managers. Robbie Robinson in his first year with the Mets. Angel Espot in his first year at the helm of the Hammerheads. Home plate umpire tonight is Alex Lawry. In the field, we have Matt Wachowski. We do have the challenge system tonight. It was really not a factor that much yesterday. Mets went 1-for-3 in challenges. Jupiter went 3-for-4. Both teams left some potential challenges out there that they probably should have used. Would have wiped out some strike zones, but what can you do? As far as the new chalk lines drawn from the edge of the second base bag towards the outfield in left and right, creating that so-called pie slice beyond the second base bag where infielders not allowed to stand. I didn't get much clarification from yesterday, as both teams were clearly in violation of crossing over that line, but I was told that the umpires told the teams before yesterday's game they were not going to enforce it. I asked, when are they going to start enforcing it? Did not really have a clear answer on that one, so we will just wait. But I thought that was what's happening in yesterday's game, because the umpires were staring right at the middle infielders in clear violation inside that chalk line, and no penalty was called. The penalty, when it is called, is going to be an automatic ball on the defensive team. Or if you are the offensive team and you like the result of the pitch or the play, then you obviously can just take the outcome of the play. So that's where we stand with the chalk lines. Again, when I'm sure you've seen some pictures on social media coming out of the Florida State League yesterday as we had the first game with the chalk lines out at second base. But you will see it visually on MILB TV starting on Tuesday. Well, this game is late getting started. Bender is still in the dugout. Now, as a major leaguer, he should know better. Not starting major league games late. But we wait and we wait. We still have the national anthem to come as well. Apparently that will come right now. Bender and the rest of the Hammerheads are taking the fields. means the national anthem is upon us. Pregame show in the books. When we return to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, we will have first pitch in the middle game of this three-game series between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. Base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Duo pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rania ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pias. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pias slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Rania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time, the Mets and the Hammerheads. This is the 20th game between these two teams this season. Jupiter leads the season series 10-9. Jupiter still has a return trip up to Port St. Lucie towards the end of the season, actually the last homestand of the season, end of August into September. Jupiter leads this series 1-0 after their dominant 9-0 win last night. Scored four runs in the top of the first, helped out by a couple of walks and an error. And that's really never got out of the gates yesterday, and we'll try better today. Although yesterday to start the game, Omar De Los Santos singled and reached on second base on an error. Mets looked to be off to a good start, but then he was promptly picked off, and that was the end of that. Omar will lead things off again for the Mets, who are switching their jerseys to the alternate orange top. Forward to Mr. Met in the left chest. Blue numbers on the front and back. Gray pants. Jupiter sticking with the home whites. They might have worn the home whites in every single game they've played the Mets in here, except when they were the Jupiter. They were the, were they that one night where they wore their specialty jerseys? The Jupiter Solar Stars or something like that, I can't remember. Gas Giants. The Gas Giants. They should bring those jerseys back. I like those. Jupiter Gas Giants. They are the Hammerheads tonight. Anthony Bender, Marlins reliever, with six saves, rehabbing tonight, gets the start from the stretch, throws the first pitch. It's a called strike, and we're underway. First pitch, whoa, baby, 6:06 now. We're better than that. It's 88 degrees and sunny. 6 minute late start. Come on now. This deep into the season? The fastball for a strike at 96, and it's nothing and two. I don't think Omar cared for either of those strike calls. No pitch clock for Bender. And delivers the 0-2 slider. Foul tip for strike three. And he strikes out De Los Santos on three pitches. He's now struck out all four batters he's faced in this rehab. Now batting the shortstop, brings up Junior Tillian. Yes, when there's a major league rehabber pitcher or hitter, the pitch clock is turned off. Bender, going to be one inning for him as Bierman, the original scheduled starter, already throwing in the Jupiter bullpen. There's a good slider. Apparently it's low for a ball. Major League rehab pitchers are beholden to the automated strike zone. They can use challenges if they want. Bender not on that pitch. Fastball to Tillian, blew it by him at 97 for strike one. Junior yesterday 0 for 4. A couple of flyouts, a couple of groundouts. Fastball, that one off the plate, good take. Two balls and a strike. Tillian hitting 264. At 9 home runs and 31 driven in. Excellent first season in the Florida State League for him. Slider away off the plate at 86. Three balls and a strike.
Really like Tillian's ability to play the field, but I really like his patience at the plate as well. Has shown great power in spurts. Don't forget that the three home run game earlier this season.
Yeah, 5 of his 9 home runs against Dunedin. The Mets do not face again this season. He's back to the site where he began his FSL season in early May against the Palm Beach Cardinals here at the Dean. It's a full count. One out, nobody on. Bender's payoff pitch comes inside for ball 4. Junior Tillian will take a walk. Mets have their first base runner of the game. We'll see if they can do anything with that. As William Lugo strides to the dish. Lugo 0 for 4 yesterday. He was not feeling well coming out of that Daytona series. Didn't plan on the injured list. It was non-COVID illness. Didn't really start picking things up again until late in that Dunedin series. Then all of a sudden we hit the All-Star break. Here's a bouncer to short. Capé flips to second. Sanoja to first in time for a double play. So Yidi Capé and Sanoja combine for the 6-4-3 twin killing off the bat of Lugo. And Bender, I guess, has completed this rehab assignment in short order. The strikeout, walk, and the double play. Nothing doing for the Mets in the top of the first. Franklin Sanchez gets his 5th start of the season when we return on the other side of the break.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let us do that. As Franklin Sanchez throws his final warm-up pitch, throw down to second baseman Villalobos sails in the center. Hopefully not a sign of things to come. Ninth game, fifth start for Franklin Sanchez, a flamethrower who spent some time on the injured list and development list earlier this season, pitching for the first time in a week. And we'll face Yidi Capé, Javier Sanoja. Those two just combined for the double play, and then Brady Allen. Now here is Capé, highly regarded Cuban teenager, signed for $3.5 million by the Marlins. Swings and misses at this pitch. John, what would you do with $3.5 million? Not broadcast single-A games?
I'd start looking for property.
Not a bad idea. He had two hits and two runs yesterday. He lines this ball to left, right to Ibar. Makes the catch chest high. A good whack. A fastball at 97. He turned on it. Could not get it to drop.
Capé, really exciting player for the Hammerheads. You can already see why they like him. Debuting last night with a pair of hits and roping one there into left, but directly at the left fielder, Ronnie's Ibar. The Mets trying to limit the damage. They were dinged up early yesterday. They would like to not find themselves in such a deficit here again.
Here's Sanoja. He had a good game yesterday as well. He takes the ball high. When Capé yesterday popped out in the first pitch of the game, the first pitch he saw is a Florida State leaguer. And the next four reached and scored. So the Mets trying to do better than that tonight. And here's a chance for that as the ground ball goes weakly out to Lugo. Good throw to first. And that retires Sanoja. Lugo playing in towards the grass. And that jam shot rolled out to him. Oh, two up, two down. Brady Allen will hit.
Nice little play there by Lugo, a little bouncing roller. Able to make the play to his non-glove side and still able to make a strong throw. Knew he had plenty of time and a comfortable play.
Allen takes this ball away at 97. Yesterday, Allen went 1-for-5. RBI single in the first inning and then three strikeouts in his final three at-bats. Despite the ugly score last night and the bad start for the Mets, they did play well for a long stretch in that game on the mound and in the field. So the innings 3 through 7 2/3. As this pitch is low. Trying to carry that over to tonight. Two balls and a strike as Sanchez tries to get through the first inning under 10 pitches. And the fastball just missed away. Meanwhile, I'm wondering if Bender's not going to come out for another inning. I don't think so, but I bet if you asked Anthony Bender, I bet he would not have wanted a double play. Just kind of stopped his rehab at 10 pitches. We'll see. Hopefully soon enough for the Mets' sake, who pitches the top of the second. There's a ground ball to Lugo. No, they're going to say foul off the foot of Allen. Lugo's not quite sure. He runs it halfway to first, throws it to first. The Mets are going to vacate the field. Oh, fair ball. I think the umpire, Alex Lawry, said fair ball. Now, the man yelling foul the whole time was the manager. Angel Espada. Brady Allen thought he hit it off his foot for a foul ball. That goes fair. Apparently didn't hit him. Lugo kept playing, and the Mets get the out. And we will go to the second inning, scoreless.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Thank you.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Not really a surprise, but Anthony Bender, Major League rehabber, is returning to the mound for the top of the second. Not really getting his work in, so to speak, at 10 pitches in the first inning. A quick strikeout on three pitches, walked the batter, then got a double play. 10 pitches, and he was done with the first, so he comes out for the second. Gabe Bierman will wait a little longer. The Guerrero, Dominguez, and Wolves. Both teams send the minimum to the plate in the first. A strange ending to that bottom of the first with the ground ball to third. Jupiter's batter, Brady Allen, acted like it hit him in the foot. It probably did. Home plate umpire's call. Lowry didn't call it. And Lugo just finished the play. And everybody kind of paused, but it was out number three. A fastball pumped by Guerrero at 94 for strike one.
Definitely a weird ending to the inning. And credit Lugo for finishing the play and playing it out the way he should have, but at no point did the umpire make a foul call or raise his hand, so no one should have been confused on the field anyway as to what the call was.
Yidi Capé fields this ground ball. Throw is high, but close enough, good enough to Zubi at first base, and Guerrero's out. Yeah, John, up in the broadcast booth, we could hear somebody yell foul ball, but kind of hard from the booth to know who that's coming from. We find out that it's from the manager, Angel Espada, not the umpire. Speaking of Angel Espada, he's coming out to make the pitching change. So Bender got one more batter, and he finished off Guerrero on the ground out, and the pitching change will happen right now. Gabe Bierman coming in. We'll step aside. No score with one out in the top of the second.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Gabe Bierman, who was scheduled to start this game before Bender was on rehab assignment, is now in for the long haul. Enters with one out, nobody on base, facing Carlos Dominguez. Bierman, a familiar face for the Mets. He's been with Jupiter all season, has faced off against St. Lucie three times already. It's been a mixed bag. First pitch is a ball in the dirt. Total, Bierman, 3 games, 2 starts, 0-1 record, a 6.92 ERA. 13 innings, 18 hits, and 10 runs. Mets hitting .316 against him. He has struck out 18 batters. Dominguez swings and misses at this pitch. It's 1-1. Carlos yesterday 0-3. Ground out, fly out, strikeout. takes this pitch for a strike at 91. A ball and two strikes. Fastball grounded towards third, charging and gloving as Santiago. Quick release, and Dominguez is punched out at first. Close play. And Dominguez, one of the faster Mets, sprinting all the way through the first base bag, out by maybe a quarter of a step. Santiago, who was very busy yesterday at third, makes another play here tonight in the early stages.
Strong play there at third. Aggressive, hard charge. Had to be there. Perfect throw. And you could see Dominguez really hustling down the line. He wanted that one.
Jack Thomas Wold, first pitch swinging, grounds one off the glove of the second baseman, Sanoha, into right field. And we'll see what the call is on this, but Sanoha kind of slid on one knee going backhand. I don't know if he needed to do that. It's almost like he saw that chalk line and kind of eased up instead of trying to get right his feet right between it. And that's going to be an error. I think that's the right call. Even though he slid, I think that's a play he should make. So Wold on base on the E4. And here's Warren Saunders fouling one off his foot. Is it off the foot? Grounded right to third. Warren hobbling around. Jupiter's dugout is yelling, that's a fair ball. It is not. Maybe Brady Allen should have tried to sell it better. He got Warren hobbling around and clearly hit off his foot. Alex Lawley called that one correctly. 0-1, and Saunders lines this one to Capé. Fields it, steps on second, throws to first needlessly because there's already three outs. Oh, Capé, I don't think he realized that he actually forced out Wold on second. The umpire said that he stepped on second base for the out. And then Capé, I don't think, realized that. Threw to first to try to make the out there. Sailed it, but the out was called. So what are we arguing for? I thought he caught it on the line. So a line drive that appeared to be caught on the fly. The umpire said it skipped in. Then Capé beats Wold the second for the force out and the final out. Then Capé throws to first just in case. I don't think he knew the out was at second. And then they finally confirm that that's the case. We go to the bottom of the second. No score.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco-free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco-free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Okay, John, we have to revisit the end of the top of the second because it was a little confusing. Runner on first, two outs. Warren Saunders hits a line drive that appears to be caught off the shoe tops of Yidi Capé, the shortstop. That should have been the out right there. The umpire signals safe, the field umpire, which means that it's a trap. Well, Capé then runs to second and lands on second base before Wold gets there. So that's the force out right there, which the umpire signaled out. That's the third out. Now, Capé, I don't know if he was just forgot how many outs there were or if he didn't know that the umpire called out at second and just continued to play by throwing to first, which he overthrew, by the way. But then Jupiter started to leave the field. Wold stayed put at second, and then the Hammerheads manager started to argue, trying to figure out what he was arguing, because I don't think the umpires ever disputed the fact that there was an out three.
I'd say my only guess is he saw the safe call at second, referring to the catch, which would then rule a trap. So I assume he saw that safe call and applied that to the tag at second, where Capé tagged second to get the force out. But however, the call was out at second, so there was really no argument to be had. In fact, the field should have been cleared immediately, and a bunch of players, except for only the catcher, realized that there had been three outs.
Wold stayed on second. I don't know if he did that. I don't know if Wold stayed at second because he thought he was actually safe. It was a close play. Or if he also saw the safe signal or was just trying to sell the fact that he didn't want the inning to be over. But as we return to the action on the field, Franklin Sanchez struck out Zach Zubia for the first out of the bottom of the second. Next batter, Federico Polanco, took an automatic strike moments ago, stepping into the box late. And he takes a ball, and then another called strike, and now we are all up to date. This is why all these games need to be on MILB TV. One day, maybe. Swing and a miss, and Franklin Sanchez strikes out Federico Polanco swinging, and Franklin has gone five up, five down. He looks sharp tonight.
He's picked up right where he left off when he was pulled after just an inning in two-thirds in his last start back on last Saturday. But he has come out throwing fire here tonight, and he looks great.
Back-to-back strikeouts, a good way to start the home second. Now he faces Carlos Santiago, delivers the ball outside. Franklin's been consistently at 97. Mets have challenged this called ball, and they have lost it. That looked like it came from Villalobos, the catcher. So the Mets have burned a challenge. They have two left the rest of the game. Here's a fly into left field. Ibar racing towards the line, and he will make the catch standing up and end the inning. So, two perfect innings in the books for Franklin Sanchez as he goes a little bit deeper, coming off a month-long injured list stint. We'll go to the third. Zeros across the board here at the Dean.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
And John DiStefano on this beautiful Saturday in Jupiter. Neither team has a run or a hit yet as we start the third inning. And yesterday, we had zeros across the board from the third inning through the seventh inning. All the sparks were in the first two innings for Jupiter, and they put up a three spot in the eighth as well to cap things off. The Mets offense looking to get it going out of the All-Star break. And the first pitch to Ronis Ibar is a ball out from Bierman. has the reins now as this pitch is fouled off. Ibarra called over late in that Dunedin series. Hector Rodriguez sent back down to the complex. Ibarra comes over for the first time. And he dribbles one down the third base line that will avoid hitting the bag and turn foul.
Ibarra just the in a group of one of the most latest reinforcements here on this team as of late, a team that has been decimated by the upper echelon of the Mets organization as they continue to send talent northward. But the Mets continue to stay hot. They have, you know, they've lost their four games, but they're still in contention for the division here in the second half after winning the first half back in June.
Ibarra strikes out here for the first out. Now, the Mets, before this four-game losing streak, I mean, they were really on a heater. They had won, I think, 9 of 11, and they had a chance to get to 20 games over 500. They have not won, as this pitch has swung on and missed since that game a couple of Thursdays ago, that great comeback win in the rain and extra innings. As this ball is fouled off by Villalobos. And for the Mets, that was their eighth win in 10 games. There's fifth out of sixth and four straight wins. So this ball is high. So they've almost had a little bit of a run like the Tampa Tarpons did in the first half, where they just win in bunches and lose in bunches. A 1-2 pitch is fouled off by Villalobos. Of course, Stanley Consuegra and Alex Ramirez long gone. By the way, both of those players tearing it up for Brooklyn. And yesterday, Ramirez 4-for-5 with a double, a home run, 5 driven in. Stanley's had a couple of monster games as well. As Villalobos skies this one in foul ground, circling around is Barstad, the catcher, and he will watch this land in the second row directly behind home plate. Good catch by a fan on a bounce. Probably the biggest applause of the night. Oh, no hits and no runs yet, so you got to keep the crowd alive somehow. Send him a foul ball.
All three pitchers in the game so far pitching very well. Of course, Bender doing as expected, getting the five outs we thought we'd see from him.
Bierman strikes out Villalobos. Two up, two down, both on K's. Back to the top in De Los Santos. So the Mets held the four hits yesterday. First time through the lineup today, no hits. Here is Omar, who started the game with the strikeout on three pitches against the aforementioned Bender. Tough assignment. He swings and misses at this slider. Or strike one. Bierman made his first start against the St. Lucie Mets. Way back in April. This pitch is a called strike. It is overturned to a ball. So a win for Mr. De Los Santos. Mets keep that challenge. They still have two left, and now he fouls one off to the right. Bierman on April 23rd held the Mets to one run and five hits and five and a third. A no decision. Mets roughed him up on June 7th. As this pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. And they're not roughing him up yet today as Bierman strikes out the side in the third. The offensive struggles out of the All-Star break continue. Mets have not scored a run in 12 innings in this series. Franklin Sanchez is done for the night. Ramon Gomez will come in from the bullpen to replace him as scheduled.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Ramon Gomez on the mound for the Mets. So Franklin Sanchez, innings-wise, his longest outing since returning from the injured list. Two perfect innings, two strikeouts on the 18 pitches. Now he turns it over to Gomez, who has been good really wherever the Mets have put him, whether it's spot starts, closing out games, now early in relief. And we'll face Caballero, Barstad, and Cody at the bottom of the Jupiter order. We are scoreless and hitless through 2.5 innings. Swing and a miss by Caballero. To remember, for a long time yesterday, the Mets had four hits and Jupiter had four hits. I mean, Jupiter had four hits through the first out of the eighth inning, and then they put together four hits in five at-bats. It's not like they were wailing away on the ball either. So, and two struggling offenses right now. Don't let the 9 runs Jupiter put up yesterday fool you. Many of those were gifts. There's a swing and a miss, and Caballero's down on 3 pitches. Welcome to the game, Mr. Gomez. Hit 98 on that fastball. Been known to touch 99.
Like you said, Adam, he's been really good in every position the Mets have put him in this season. Brings a 2.81 ERA in 15 appearances across 25 innings, and he has been largely lights out this season. Spending time as a starter in middle relief, and he has a pair of saves. They are comfortable bringing him in early and often.
He's got 33 strikeouts in those 25 innings too, so he's got the punch out pitches. Brings the heat. This fastball outside at 97 on Barstad. Ball and a strike, one out. No score, nobody on base. There's the breaking ball on appeal. He went around. He appealed to that first base umpire, Matt Wachowski. Tough call on a left-handed hitter. One-two pitch. Too high. Slider wouldn't come down. Two, two. Fastball tails away at 98, full count. Barstad doing the catching tonight, playing in his 30th game, only hitting 197 with the 295 on base clip. He did have a four-hit game against the Mets at one point. And he floats this ball into shallow left. That's going to drop in. A base hit. Well placed right between Lugo and Ibar. That is the first hit of the game for either side. Comes from Barstad with one out in the home third. Exit velocity on that one not really going to light up the scoreboard. 63-mile-an-hour exit velocity. Does not qualify as a hard-hit ball. Like I said, well-placed. One on, one out. Gomez throw this slider right by Javian Cody. Cody, another Hammerhead, who was on the bench yesterday and in the lineup today. 47th game of the season for him. And a four doubles, two triples, and a home run. 11 driven in. Takes this slider for a strike, and he would like to challenge that, and I think he lost that challenge. I think it backdoored in there, and it did. So, Cody burns a challenge. Call upheld. Strike stays. It's 0-2. And time called by Cody. There's one allotted time of the at-bat. Gomez from the stretch delivers this pitch. It goes to the backstop. Low and away, a wild one. Barstad advances up to second base. Double play out of order. First time a runner has reached second in the game, despite having no hits until Barstad's bloop single. Mets had a couple of guys get on an error and a walk, but nobody beyond first base. Still a hitter, pitcher's count at 1-2. Fastball goes low at 98. Even it up, two balls, two strikes. Gomez look back to second. The slider swung on and missed. Ramon Gomez strikes out Javian Cody for the second out of the inning.
Beautiful pitch there. Breaking ball off the outside of the plate. No chance for Cody to touch that one. And Gomez, you know he wants to make up for that mistake. Not normally a wild one, but ball stuck too long in his hand on the previous pitch, and he spiked it in the dirt. Now he comes back with a big strikeout.
Go back to the top of the lineup in Yidi Capé. He takes a strike on the corner. Correction, a ball. Mets want to challenge that. They were like me. They thought it was a strike, and they were correct. I think I should umpire from up here in the booth.
I think you should. You're two for two.
I definitely do not want to do that. The Mets have won their last two challenges. They remain with two. The pitch is inside. 1-1. Capé lined out to left field. By far the hardest hit ball by Jupiter. First time through the order. And this breaking ball at his back foot for ball two. First time through the order, Jupiter, no runs, one hit. And that's struck four hammerheads out. And good stuff from the Mets. Pitching and defense so far. 2-1 pitch, and Capé fouls it straight back to the screen. 2-2. Gomez nods right away. A sign from Villalobos. There's the slider fouled off. Capé lunging for that pitch just to make contact. Capé was tearing it up in the Complex League, so he gets the promotion out of the All-Star break. One of the top prospects of the 2019 international class, but most teams had already committed their money there, so he waited. Here's a ground ball out to the pitcher, Gomez. Hits off his foot, and he can't stick with it and make the play. It appears to be okay. Capé's going to reach with an infield hit. And Gomez struggled to find that ball and collect it. It took him an extra moment to get rid of it as well. All that took much too long to get Capé a fast runner.
Yeah, difficult play for Gomez. Really tough to fault him for this, but he made a poor fielding decision when he opted to not scoop the ball with his glove and throw it, but he transferred it to his throwing hand, then took an extra step and then threw. If he had done the first option, which is just a scoop and throw, he would have had him in time for sure.
And he kept it on the infield. as this ball is fouled away by Sanoha, which means the runner at second, Barstad, could only advance to third. The runners at the corners with two outs. Sanoha 0 for 1 at the ground out to third. Jupiter trying to break through here in the bottom of the inning. Way late on this fastball, and one more like that, and Gomez will have a third strikeout of the inning. And just overmatched Sanoha there. Sanoha yesterday reached base 3 out of 5 times, scored 3 times. Every time he made it on, he crossed home eventually. Gomez, fastball. That's poked foul. That was as defensive a swing as you can possibly have as a hitter. Just off balance, just whip your arms out there and push it foul. Gomez, the 0-2, runner goes, pitches, pop foul again by the runner. That's Yidi Capé trying to steal second. It's one of those where Villalobos is going to have to be real careful if Capé steals on a pitch that's a ball. If you throw to second and don't get the out there, Barstad could score. 0-2 slider away. Cheering you're hearing is the all the kids racing to get that ball, that foul ball that landed on the roof and trickled back into the seats. Must have been 15 kids trying to get that ball. More people watching that action than the game on the field. And the throw over to first base, checking in on Capé. He is safe. That's been a long inning for Gomez, 25 pitches. Mets have activity going in the bullpen. A 1-2, this one's fouled back as well. Gomez punching his mitt, getting a little frustrated out there that he can't finish this inning off. Again, nothing hard hit. You got two strikeouts, a bloop single, and a comebacker off the pitcher. The 1-2 again, a ground ball base hit into right field. Jupiter's on the board. RBI single by Javier Sanoha, scoring Cameron Barstad. It's 1-0 Hammerheads. And that might do it for Gomez.
Nice piece of hitting there by Sanoha, going with the pitch off the plate, pushing it into right field. Wold was held on the line as he held the runner, so he could not make a play on the ball. It finds its way into right, and the Hammerheads have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, he was certainly overmatching Sanoha early in that at-bat, but could not finish him off. And as these things tend to happen, the longer it goes, the more it favors the hitter. And all Sanoha did was dribble one through the right side. So Gomez here, death by a thousand cuts. Nothing hard hit at all, but a run across and more trouble on the bases. Here's a fly by Brady Allen in the center field. Racing back is De Los Santos. Omar falls and makes the catch. Wow. I think the sun might have played a role there, and Omar had to round to it. And a sprawling catch that takes away probably 2 runs. Nice defensive play by De Los Santos. The Mets, though, are now down in the game as Jupiter scores 1 run on 3 hits in the inning. We'll go to the fourth.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888 888- SMILE 07 today for details and a no obligation consultation. That's 888 SMILE 07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets offense non-existent in this series. 12 innings, no runs, 4 singles. That's it. Now they trail for the first time tonight, but only by a run, as Junior Tillian takes this pitch for a ball from Gabe Bierman. Mets want to get to Bierman like they did when they faced him on June 7th here. They knocked him out in the second inning. 6 hits and 5 runs. As Tillian fouls this one off. And Bierman's most recent appearance against the Mets on June 28th. 6 1/3, 7 hits, and 4 runs. Not all that bad with 7 strikeouts. Threw 104 pitches that game. That remains the most pitches thrown in a game by an opponent or the Mets. Here's a fly into center field. Diving try, and the catch is made by Brady Allen, robbing Tillian of a hit and probably extra bases.
What a catch there by Allen, ranging to his left. Had a beat on it the entire way. Broke perfectly on the ball. Saw it as it dove in front of him and scraped the grass with the top of his glove as he kept it just off those blades of green.
It's the way it's gone for the Mets. Allen with the SportsCenter-type highlight. Well, off the bat, that looked like a hit all the way, but Allen, great first step. No hesitation. Lugo takes a pitch inside for ball one. William hit into a double play in the first inning against a rehabber Bender. Lugo drives one deep left field. Bye-bye baseball. We're tied. William Lugo with his 6th home run of the year, a towering shot to left, makes it 1-1. And what a way for the Mets to snap the scoreless inning streak. A majestic shot deep out to left field. So the Mets have an answer and a run.
You just love watching that man hit a baseball, Adam, and he absolutely tanked it. One of the most patient hitters on the team took the first pitch for a ball and absolutely unloaded on the next one he saw deep beyond the fence. And we're tied at 1.
Exit velocity on that, 100 miles per hour. Launch angle, 37 degrees. That's way up there. As this pitch is swung through by Guerrera. They don't list the distance. I had trouble with this, the distance here in left field. Like, Hawkeye cameras have not been able to capture that consistently in the 2 years that technology has been in the ballpark. But I don't think he got over the wall by a ton. Probably looking at the 380 mark. Interesting about that, it was hit so high and up there so long. Caballero, left fielder, actually got all the way to the back of the wall. There's the pop-up by Guerrera. It's caught by the shortstop, Capé. Carlos Dominguez up. He dribbles one away foul. swing and a miss for a strike. Tillian, he also hit his line drive out 100 miles an hour into center, so that's positive development for the Mets. The line out and the home run, both well-struck balls. This pitch is up high on Dominguez. Ball and two strikes. Bierman's pitch is hit slowly up the third base side. This will be picked up, and no throw from Santiago. Dribbling infield single for Dominguez. Nothing the third baseman could do about it. Could have waited to see if it would go foul, but it was pretty clear it was staying on the grass up the third base side. And that's their second hit of the inning.
That's two balls of similar nature Carlos has put into play this afternoon. This one, he gets a little lucky on the ball, held the line, and did not fade foul. And really tough play would have been for Santiago. Really no play at first. Dominguez too speedy, and an infield hit for someone who has been struggling to collect base hits.
Wold takes a strike and then a ball. It's 1-1. Wold reached on an error in the second.
Like they're going to call a pitch clock here on Bierman. Took a little too long.
Makes it two balls and a strike. Check swing. Outside. 3-1. Wold flies one into left field. This one will carry a bit, spinning around. Backpedaling is Caballero. He makes the catch. The inning is over. The Mets strike back at their first run since the All-Star break. Snap the shutout streak at 12 innings. The home run by Lugo. 1-1 in the middle of the fourth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dog.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Pitching change for the Mets. Benito Garcia on the mound. One inning and done for Ramon Gomez. May maybe would have pitched another inning, but that pitch count got way up there in the third. One inning, three hits, one run, no walks, two strikeouts, 28 total pitches. I saw this yesterday, too. The Mets eased several guys back into action after having 4 days off. There's a pitch from Benito Garcia up high to Zach Zubia. We're in the bottom of the fourth and on the third different Mets pitcher as Garcia pumps over a strike. Garcia pitched the Mets' last win. Again, that 5-4 extra inning win on Thursday. What a job he did. As this pitch is low. Pitched the final three innings, 8th, 9th, and 10th in his team debut, giving up just one run on a sac fly after some controversies. And he comes inside. Always tough as a pitcher, as Garcia delivers this fastball low for a walk. Always tough to be the pitcher in extra innings dealing with that free runner on second. And he held the Blue Jays to three ground outs. Could not bring in the run.
These days, with everything being a trackable stat, I'm surprised they haven't come up with a stat to track when pitchers are inserted into 10th inning games. Because, like you said, that's a tough ask. It's something you're not expected to be successful at 100% of the time. It certainly increases the scoring opportunities with a man automatically on second.
At least it's an unearned run against those pitchers when that run does score. But you're still tagged with a loss. Nobody likes that as this pitch is swung on and missed. And you're right, John. There really is no – I'm sure there's somebody has an advanced stat somewhere about that, some supercomputer that the teams keep track of. All these teams have their own portals and systems. But it is certainly a tough task. You really want a strikeout pitcher, and I guess you'd say a fly ball pitcher. You want trying to get a fly out from that first batter that doesn't move a runner. But it's definitely an unenviable task. Garcia delivers this breaking ball that swung through a missed for a strikeout. And he puts away Federico Polanco. What was more impressive about Garcia in that is he'd also had to pitch the eighth and ninth. And it's not like he came into that 10th inning fresh. He's got one on and one out here, and Carlos Santiago at the plate. Flew out to left field in his first try. Garcia starts with a strike. This game tied at one. Two out RBI hit for Sanoha in the bottom of the third. And Lugo answers with a solo home run in the fourth. Broken bat. Look out. It goes over the mound. Garcia throws to second. The throw back to first is in time for the double play. Turned by Tillian. Wow. May Garcia put blinders on as that broken bat helicoptered over his head. He worried about fielding the ball, and he did. And he made a good throw to second, and Tillian's throw to first was in time for two. Not so standard 1-6-3 double play. That's how the fourth inning ends. Bierman back to work for Jupiter in the fifth. It's 1-1.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
We'll be right back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
I want to go back to that play that ended the fourth inning. We took a look at the six-second replay that is provided on the stats portal, on the center field camera angle. And John, it did not look like Benito Garcia saw that bat was dangerously close to him. He was focused on the ball the whole time.
Well, if he did see it, he made absolutely no indication. Like you said, he must have put blinders on because he completely ignored the bat helicoptering over his head, turned and made a perfect throw to second, which turned it into an easy turn to first. And the Mets get out of there with a double play started by Garcia.
Pitch was called a ball, and it's overturned to a strike, so Jupiter wins its first challenge of the night. Warren Saunders is at the plate, and then Saunders strikes out in the next pitch swinging. Well, that is how the fifth inning begins. And Warren, instead of a 2-1 count, it's 1-2, and then down on the next pitch. So both teams lost their first challenge, but have combined for 3 wins and no losses since. There's Ronis Ibar. He struck out swinging in the third. He swings and misses at this pitch. A left-handed hitter. Went 1-for-4 in his first game with St. Lucie on Sunday. Swings and misses at this fastball. Two-seamer, 87. And Bierman trying to shake off that home run by Lugo the best he can. 3 pitches later, he strikes out Ibar. 2 up, 2 down. 2 strikeouts on 7 total pitches. And here's Villalobos.
Bierman not seeming too concerned with that mistake to Lugo as he comes in and gets a couple of quick outs.
Villalobos fouls one off. Bierman takes a jog towards, but that one's well into the stands. Well, I think Bierman knows, you know, he's at the bottom of the order here. Saunders, Ibar, and Villalobos today are combined 0-for-5 with 4 strikeouts, so he's attacking this part of the order. Here's a ground ball to first. In the sun, Zubia fields it and steps on the bag. That was quick. Strikeout, 3 unassisted. We're at the halfway point of tonight's ball game. It's a competitive one. Mets and Hammerheads tied 1-1.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along, and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Today.
Benito Garcia will pitch the bottom of the fifth inning, 1-1 game. Jorge Caballero will lead it off. He struck out last time up, his only time up. That was against Ramon Gomez. Garcia begins this inning with a slider low. Garcia at 11 to pitch, fourth inning, featured a walk, a strikeout, and a double play. He gets a foul tip on this fastball at 92. Slider in the dirt, swung through and missed. Garcia, 22 years old, from Santo Domingo in the Dominican, was pitching the FCL Mets before getting the call over. Here's a number off towards the first baseline. He will throw high to first on the underhand flip. No good. And Caballero is safe. He did everything right. Except the lollipop flip looked like it just stayed in his hand too long.
That's exactly what happened. You could see he was rushing it. Instead of leaving an open palm, he left his fingers on the ball too long, and it just rolled off the top of his hand and straight up into the air, never even making it to Jack Thomas Wald.
It's been ruled a hit. Fourth one of the night for the Hammerheads. Leadoff infield single brings up Barstad. He takes a called strike. Barstad collected the game's first hit. One out in the third inning. He would eventually score on a two-out single. Jupiter's one and only run. Swing and a miss on the slider, 85. And the Mets have had trouble now twice in the series with underhand flips. John, you weren't here yesterday, but first inning with the Mets in grave danger. JT Riddle at shortstop had an easy ground ball hit right to him. Went for the underhand flip at short to second to start a double play. And whoop, way over the head into actual right field. It's a true shocker. And that took away any double play hope, any out hope, and opened the door for three runs. But the simple things, just a little underhand flip. That is, it's kind of the way it's been coming out of the All-Star break. Some simple things that the Mets usually do quite well. Not been able to execute. But that was a long run. That was a long run for Garcia and clearly rushed. And a brief visit with Villalobos. 1-2 to Barstad. Missed. Must have been low. Two pitches fouled straight back. Breaking ball right in there. Called third strike. 78 miles per hour. Slowed it down. And that totally froze Barstad. Garcia strikes out Barstad for the first out of the inning.
A nice pitch there by Garcia. Like you said, froze him in place. And really wanted to come back and get a strikeout there after the misplay over at first.
There's a squibber over towards the Mets dugout right off the end of the bat of Cody. Cody, the nine hitter, struck out in the third inning. Garcia's pitch ties him up high. Swung through with the foul tip. Strike two.
No activity right now in the Mets bullpen, so Garcia looks to be the man for at least another inning or so. So you'd like to see him stay in his groove.
0-2 pitch, and goes in the dirt, and Cody lays off. Well, he's done a good job moving the pitches around, and also he's throwing quite a few. He's gone four-seam, slider, curve. He's mixed in a changeup. That's all just this inning. Usually don't see a lot of relievers unveiling four pitches. It's a foul ball and a fastball at 90. Just the defensive choppy swing from Cody, guessing.
And that's exactly what comes when you use the entire pitching wheel. If you have multiple cards that you can show each player, they start guessing on you.
Garcia will pause and step off. Step off number one of the at-bat. Two allowed. Wold holding on Caballero at first base. Trying to duck below the sun in his eye. Here's a rocket shot into deep left center field. That one's going to carry over the head of Ibar, bounce over the wall. That's a ground rule double. And that, believe it or not, helpful for the Mets. Caballero is going to score. And he's forced to stay at third base. Fastball at 90, and Cody right on it.
Yeah, Cody guessed right that time, absolutely tanking that ball into the gap in left center. And as you said, it's just as well for the Mets that the ball found its way over the wall. Not only would the run have scored, Cody was on his way to third.
Best struck ball of the night by Jupiter. Mets defense going to play back in a tie game in the fifth inning. There's the pitch to Capé up high. Edie Capé, hard to say it, but hard to believe he can say it, but just two games in, this is not the guy the Mets want to face right now. I think they could take advantage of the youngster, but this pitch is a ball low. And it looks like the old workaround here from Garcia. Doesn't look like he's going to give him anything good to hit. There's a soft pull into left field. That's going to drop foul. Look out in the bullpen. One lone hammerhead reliever has to scatter. The other sits still. Landed right in the empty chair.
That pitch about thigh level, just on the outside corner. I think that's the closest thing to a pitch to hit Capé's going to see in this at-bat. So he did well to swing at it. But I can't see Garcia juicing one here again.
He goes breaking ball inside for ball three.
Knows he has the base open at first, more than likely willing to work with it.
Three-one pitch. Well, he goes right at him, and it's fouled straight back. Well, this is the top of the order. That's a good job by Caballero and Cody. The 7 and 9 hitters get on base and in scoring position, setting up the top. So even if Garcia works around Capé, still got the 2-hitter and 3-hitter to deal with. There's a breaking ball, softly hit into left field. It's going to be caught by Ibar on the run. He's loading up for a throw home, and it's way offline. Villalobos throw to third base, dropped by Lugo. As Cody advances as well. A sac fly to break the tie for Capé into shallow left field. And Ibar did everything right, except the throw was not good.
Well, it was good fundamental baseball from Capé. He got just enough on it to force a long throw from left field. Ibar was not equal to that one. The throw was up the line and away. The run scores. And a good job running behind to get to third as well. So the hammerhead still threatening the man on third.
Sanoha is up. Mets going to appeal to second. Did he leave early? No. Throw to second base to see if JV and Cody left second base too soon. Appeal play does not work very often, if at all. Yeah, I thought Ibar did the right thing. He ran back. He ran in, charging, caught, had all the momentum going forward. It wasn't that long of a throw. Just 15 feet up the first base side. If it's right to home plate, you had a very good chance to get Caballero. So again, all the things to do right before he had the ball in his mitt, just did not execute the throw home. One 0 pitch, and that one's hit right at Ibar over his head. Now he's spinning around, and he will make the catch to retire Sanoja. The inning is over. Caballero reaches on the infield hit to start the inning, scores on a sack fly, and it's 2-1 Hammerheads after five innings. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Last time Jupiter got a run, the Mets answered right back and tied the game. And we'll try to do the same in the sixth inning against Bierman. Top of the lineup, De Los Santos, Tillian, and then Lugo, who has homered tonight against Bierman. And Bierman throws the ball, then a strike, a swinging strike to De Los Santos, who is K'd twice swinging tonight. This pitch, a hair off, no challenge. Ball two. And the ball skipped in. 3-1. And Bierman playing with fire here. We all know the deal with De Los Santos. If he can get on base, good chance he can get to third. In short order. 3-1 pitch. He goes after it, flies it into left center field. He'll slam his bat in frustration as it's caught by Caballero. He might have chased ball four up high. Looking to tie the game on one swing. Got underneath it.
The shortstop, number 18.
And here's Tillian. He lined out to right center. That great diving catch by Allen, and that was preceded by the home run. Preceded the home run, so that was maybe a chance for a two-run homer for Lugo. You never know how the pitch sequence is going to go if it had been different. A slider for a strike. And at least good to see Junior smoke that ball. Also, it's a walk tonight. Bierman's 1-1 pitch. Missed a little low. Chase in the dirt. 2-2. Two, Hierman swipes at some dirt on the back of the mound. No rosin. 2-2 pitch. That's chasing the dirt as well for strike three. Throw down to first. Complete by Barstad. A strikeout. And now Lugo. Well, since Lugo has homered, seven of the next eight Mets have been retired. Only Dominguez, that slow grounder up the third base line for an infield hit, reaching base. Okay, Lugo hit two home runs in a game. Lays off this high fastball. Now Bierman has shrugged that home run off nicely. As this pitch hits the outside corner. Bierman, 22 years old. He was the seventh round pick by the Marlins out of Indiana last year. Spent all year in the Florida State League. Throws this one low. This is his 16th game. He's third out of the bullpen. Well, he's pitching like it's a start. Lugo ropes this ball to left field. That's fair. Going all the way into the corner. It'll be dug out by Caballero. William Lugo has Gabe Bierman's number tonight. A home run and now a double. The Mets have the tying run in scoring position with two outs in the sixth.
Another fine job at the plate by William Lugo. Barreling this one into left field, down the line. He got all of that one. We checked the exit velocity on that one. Definitely one of the hardest hit balls today. But Lugo has been streaky this season. A pair of hits today, each of them for extra bases. And the Mets with a man on second with two outs.
Exit velocity, John, was 104. It's harder than the home run. There's a pitch that's a strike to Guerrera. Slider high in the zone. Justin tonight, ground out to short and a pop out to short. See if he can clear short. Tie this game up. He takes a strike right down the pipe, and it's nothing in two. Work to do now. Bierman a look back to Lugo. Now throws a slider in the dirt, and Guerrero swings and misses. Well, the double does not amount to a run. Three pitches later, the inning is over. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man stranded. And in the middle of the sixth inning, Jupiter has a 2-1 lead over the Mets. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Good game tonight. Very competitive. A slim 2-1 lead for the Hammerheads as they bat in the sixth inning against Benito Garcia. And Brady Allen at the dish. And he will pop the first pitch up. William Lugo losing his hat. Fernando Villalobos trying to make the catch, and he does. A sliding catch by Fernando on the warning track over by the Jupiter dugout. Too far to come from Lugo. Villalobos always tough as a catcher to judge those pop-ups. Had to do the extra slide at the end, but hangs in there. And gets an out.
That's one of those plays that does not go down in the stat sheet, but so important when a catcher is able to come up with a ball like that for his pitcher, get the first put out of the inning. Good communication there between him and his third baseman, William Lugo, who did not have any chance at the ball and cleared out immediately once he realized that. Nice play by Villalobos.
It was a pitch in the dirt. And off the bat, it looked like that ball was going to travel over by the third base bag in foul territory. Just never made it. Not much wind tonight. Slight breeze blowing in from right field. That's not affected play. If anything, the sun might have affected play tonight. A couple of tough catches in the outfield. This ball is fouled off by Zubia. We're a quick strike two.
I have to think this late in the day, the shadows also have to play some kind of havoc with the pitchers as they enter and exit the shadows during their delivery.
1-2 slider low and away. Now there's still some sunlight out on the mound as it comes through the openings here at Roger Dean. The ball fouled right off at home plate. Nice crowd tonight. Had about 600 in-house yesterday. Probably the same tonight. We'll enjoy that because tomorrow it's back to close to the public. Every Tuesday and Sunday, close to the public here at Roger Dean Stadium. Now, potential game one of the playoffs would be on a Tuesday. They certainly wouldn't keep Mets fans out, would they? No, you got to open up for the postseason. 3-2 pitch coming to Zubia. And he grounds one out to Tillian, who will charge it, glove it, struggle to get rid of it, and won't get rid of it. Never had the handle. That's going to be, in all likelihood, an infield single. No throw came from Tillian. Well, that's two innings in a row now. The infielder makes the tough play of getting to the ball, but then either a bad throw or no throw. Actually, I think that's going to be an error. With the juggle. Yeah, because he didn't throw it, but he did juggle as this pitch is a ball at the back foot of Polanco. So E6, Mets first error of the game. I agree with that one. One 0 pitch is high for ball two on Polanco, who has struck out twice as the DH. Garcia, this is his third inning of work. Delivers the 2-0 right in there. Mets won the first half of the Florida State League East Division. So they are in the playoffs. They will host game two of the East Division series and, if necessary, game three. But game one is on the road as this pitch is a swinging strike or strike two on Polanco. And the other three teams in the East are Jupiter, Palm Beach, and Daytona. So, you know, your options of who the playoff opponent is going to be very limited to three teams as this pitch is down low. And two of those teams, Jupiter and Palm Beach, play right here at Roger Dean. Both are in much better position to win the second half than Daytona, which is in last place. So, in all likelihood, the Mets are back here that Tuesday, September 13th, we're in game one of the East Division series. Just a matter of what team it's going to be against. think the Mets would probably sign up for Daytona if they want, if they could. Now, the Mets own Daytona. They've beaten the Tortugas like a drum. Another day on the beach up there. But you know, it takes two to make that happen. Or it's out of their hands, at least. Daytona can't get it together this season. Here's a ground ball knocked down by Garcia. Throws to second for one. Throw back to first. Not in time for a double play. That ball almost took the glove. It did take the glove off of Garcia. But he found the ball on the ground by the side of the mound. Threw to second to force out Zubia. But then the turn by Tillian not quite in time. You know, I think if that ball goes by Garcia, that's going to be a double play for Guerrera and Tillian. I think he might have cost himself his own double play.
I think he did, but that play purely reactionary from Garcia. Able to get a glove on the ball and beautifully able to maintain his composure as the glove fell off his hand, picked it up with his free hand, and able to make the throw to second.
These balls popped up in foul ground by Santiago. Playable for Lugo? Yes. Makes the catch by the tarp, and the inning is over. So an error, but no runs. A runner stranded at first base. Another good inning for Garcia. We've played sixth, going to the seventh. Mets trailing by a run on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Getting down to it here in Jupiter. Mets trailing by a run, batting in the seventh inning. Always one swing away, evening this thing up. Here's Carlos Dominguez, and he swings and misses at this fastball late from Bierman. Now, Bierman's pitched well, 4 2/3 innings, replacing the Major League rehabber Bender. He's allowed one run, the home run by Lugo. And shrugged that off nicely. Matter of fact, two of the three hits he's allowed have been to Lugo, so he's limited everybody else. 1-1 pitch, and this is a sky ball by Dominguez into left field for Caballero. Still waiting. Finally comes down. Major league flyout from Dominguez, but it is an out. He had the other hit against Bierman, but it was a 60-foot trickler up the third base side. Now here is Wold, who is flown out and hit into a grounder for an error. And he will, whoo, saw one off into the Jupiter dugout. That'll chase a couple folks off the top step. Heads up in there.
Balls may exit the field of play, Adam.
Did on that one. Here's a drive into center field for a base hit. Wold with a clean single. Mets have matched their hit total from last night of 4.
Nice job there by Jack Thomas. Found an off-speed pitch he could handle. Send it right back up the middle. That'll bring Warren Saunders to the plate.
Warren is hitting to a fielder's choice tonight and has struck out. Bierman looks around, makes sure his defense is set. Jupiter has a reliever throwing in the bullpen, a crossfire lefty. Mets have Saul Gonzalez warming up in their bullpen for the home seventh. This pitch is a strike, and Saunders didn't like it. We'll opt not to challenge. Both teams have two challenges left, and we're getting at the point in the game where they can start to use the next one a little more freely. Saunders flies this one deep center field. Allen on the move, still running, makes the catch towards the right center gap. Wold has to hustle back to first. He slides in safe ahead of the throw from Zubia. Wold was past second. Had to reroute and beat the throw back. The route that Allen took on that one, almost like he was late out of his break and then charged straight back and then had to take a left turn. And he got there. Route number two.
Have to believe a sun played a factor in that one. Certainly not the same jump he got on that diving catch he made earlier.
Here's another one that's going to carry over his head. Allen racing back, reaches up. He hauls in this one off the bat of Ibar. Wold, halfway between second and third, and that was caught, would have scored easily to tie the game. And Allen takes away another hit. He's robbed the Mets twice tonight. Tough break for Ibar. It's stretch time at the Dean. Home team, Hammerheads, lead the Mets 2-1.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Saul Gonzalez, the new pitcher for the Mets, replacing Benito Garcia for the second time in two games with the St. Lucie Mets, logged three innings of one-run ball. You'll sign up for that every time if you are a Mets fan. Three innings, two hits, one run, a walk, and two strikeouts for Garcia. Now, big Saul Gonzalez takes over, having a great month. He is not allowed to run in eight innings in July, facing the bottom three in the order, starting with Caballero, and takes a called strike. Jupiter leads 2-1. They struck first in the third inning, a two-out single by Javier Sanoja. This pitch goes for strike two. William Lugo tied the game in the fourth on a solo home run. And then a tie-breaking sac fly from Yidi Capé in the fifth inning made it 2-1 Jupiter. That's where we stand. There's a pitch that misses. Ooh, challenge, yes or no? Villalobos acted like he was going to fire that ball down to third base. Saul brought his hand to his cap but didn't do the three pat. There's the ball fouled away. Gonzalez from the stretch. A 1-2 pitch is low at 81. Caballero today, strikeout, an infield single. That infield single led off the fifth inning. He eventually came around to score that tie-breaking run. Whoa, pitches up high all the way to the backstop. Full count. It looked like Sewell fell off the side of the mound throwing that pitch.
Yeah, the ball clearly slipped out of his hand. Certainly unintentional. Didn't intend to go headhunting there. Caballero did well to pay attention there and to sweep his head out of the way.
3-2 pitch. That one's fouled off at 91. A reliever for the Hammerheads throwing in their bullpen. As this pitch is foul, tip for strike three. And Caballero goes down on strikes for the second time. Well, they've changed pitchers down there in the bullpen. Looks like Joey Steele, maybe. Hard to see, but anywho, we'll find out next inning. Looks like Bierman's done. There's Cam Barstad, singled in the third, scored and struck out in the fifth. Gonzalez throws one low. Scores from around the Florida State League tonight. Guess what? Fort Myers was suspended due to rain. Fort Myers is rain affected every other night. That's probably being generous in a good way. It probably rained out more than every other night. As Barstad swings and misses at this pitch. Let's see. Fort Myers suspended in the bottom of the first. Oh, Lord. That's a bad one. As this pitch is a ball low. That's about as bad as you can get, John, because that means you got to play that whole thing through nine, then another seven-inning game. So you're looking at 16 innings on a Sunday getaway game. Ugh. No. That is no good.
No player looking forward to that. The coast gets soaked once again. Yeah.
There's a swing and a miss, and this is actually in Dunedin. So Fort Myers usually rain affected at home, but they are in Dunedin tonight. And the Dunedin, a famed Dunedin bubble, they say it does not rain in Dunedin. The bubble burst. I believed in the Dunedin bubble for all those years. Then last year we were there and we got rained out a couple of times. The myth popped. There's a pitch high on Barstad. It's a full count again.
See a demonstrative Villalobos that time, pointing out Gonzalez, telling him to settle down.
3-2 pitch, and that one's grounded right off of Barstad. Oh, Lakeland and Tampa playing a doubleheader today at 4 o'clock. That one suspended in the first inning. Oh, well, Tampa, Dunedin, you know, they are 25 minutes from each other, maybe 30. Same general area. The one gets hit, usually the other does as well. Here's a crack deep left center field by Barstad. That'll chase Ibar to the wall. That'll be off the middle of the wall. Kicks out to De Los Santos. The throw to second. Good, but just not in time. And Barstad had to slide into second base to make sure he was safe with the one-out double.
Another nice piece of hitting there by the Hammerheads. Barstad getting into this one. That's another gapper for a double tonight by Jupiter. As they have seen a couple of pitches out of the hands of the St. Lucie pitchers tonight and gotten all over them.
The sixth hit for the Hammerheads. Barstad, the one-out double, brings up Javian Cody. He had another double for the Jupiter Hammerheads tonight. Breaks his bat on this pitch, pops it up in foul ground, and caught by Lugo. Easy out. Should point out that Lugo caught that one on the dirt just to the left of the line, and Cody did not run to first base. I would advise all players at this level to run to first base on a ball hit that close to foul fair territory. Just my advice.
Doesn't matter what part of the game you're in, if you think somebody isn't watching, you're wrong.
Somebody's somewhere. They're always watching. Back to the top in Capé, who is 1-for-2 with an infield single and the go-ahead sac fly tonight. So Lakeland and Tampa suspended in the bottom of the first of game one of a doubleheader. So now they got to play another. They got to play that game and then another seven-inning game tomorrow, and then they got to make up another game somewhere down the line. So this pitch is in the dirt. That's assuming they play again this season.
Yeah, as we get later and later in the schedule, they may just end up having to eat that one.
Yep. So, what a mess. Clearwater, oh boy. Clearwater and Bradenton, delayed start due to rain. That one's in Clearwater, right next door to Tampa and Dunedin. Palm Beach is up 3-0 at Daytona. On the East Coast getting the good weather tonight. Here's a line drive, base hit by Capé into left field. Ibar's going to pick it up and wing it home. Lugo will cut it off. Barstead had to hold at third. No intentions at all trying to score on that hit to left field. So Capé, a two-out hit with a runner in scoring position, but it does not lead to a run.
No, Capé. But the Capé train keeps a rolling for Jupiter. He has been shot out of a cannon here in his first two starts. Man, they may have something here with this kid here playing shortstop.
Well, he's 4-for-8 in the series with the sac fly. So he's something else. There's a pop-up into shallow right field. Actually, it might stay on the infield. Wold backpedaling and catching. It did stay on the infield, just barely. And that's off the bat of Sanoha. So Gonzalez keeps his scoreless inning streak in July intact. Up to 9 innings now. Strands runners at the corners. Getting late tonight. Not nighttime, but ball time. It's 2-1 Jupiter. We're going to the 8th.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Joey Steele is the new pitcher for the Hammerheads. Replaces Gabe Bierman. Bierman, he's had one really good start against the Mets, one solid start, one poor start. This one not a start, but an excellent relief outing. 5 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run. Did not walk a batter and struck out 7. The only run was William Lugo's solo shot in the fourth. That remains the Mets' only run since the All-Star break has ended. Mets also did not score in the final four innings in their game before the All-Star break, so the offense has gone ice cold. There's a curveball for a strike to Brady Smith, pinch hitting for Villalobos. Smith, the pinch hitter. Not sure what happened to Fernando. but he's out of the game, and Smith is in. A pinch hit appearance as he takes another curveball for a strike at 74 from Steele. Smith fouls off a pitch. I don't know if Villalobos tweaked something. Remember, he made that sliding catch on the warning track on the pop-up. I don't know if something happened to him there. That's down a catcher. Or if this is just a offensive substitution, which I would think not, as this pitch comes in high. And Villalobos a lefty, and Smith both have struggled at the plate so far this season. Villalobos was 0 for 2 at the strikeout and the ground out. Smith takes this breaking ball for a called third strike. Inside corner, apparently. He will accept his fate or the decision. Nets have two challenges left. I'd like to see where that ball landed. I thought it was inside.
And I think that one was just too close to not challenge here in the eighth inning. You can't take them with you, and that one may come back to haunt the Mets.
It's running out of outs. As this breaking ball is a called strike to De Los Santos. Now waiting for the box score to update. It has. Was that curveball a strike to Brady Smith? No, it wasn't even close. Clear ball four, or not ball four, but clear not strike three. So should have pulled the trigger on the challenge. It's tough end of the game, seeing the strike zone for the first time. De Los Santos takes a called strike. It's 0-2 to him.
And Steele got that one over. You see De Los Santos just pause for a second, almost pulled the trigger on the challenge right there.
Curveball swung on and missed. Back-to-back strikeouts for Steele. Is he throwing anything but a curveball this inning?
Has gotten swings and misses when he has used it. De Los Santos goes down. Looked silly there. He was way out in front.
One four-seam fastball to start the inning, then a bunch of curves. Well, two up, two down, and Tillian is at the plate. Steele making quick work of the Mets here in the eighth inning with the 2-1 lead. And Tillian, ooh, almost hits Lugo in the on-deck circle in this foul ball. Let's not take out Lugo, the best bat going right now for the Mets. The home run and a double tonight. And he takes one off the ankle and on deck circle, which is very close to the home plate circle. Not a lot of reaction time. Steele's breaking ball swung on and missed. And a slow curve at 74. Not quite the 12-6 breaker. Still missing bats. 0-2 fastball lofted in foul territory. Could be playable, though. Zubia ranging over. It's into the stands. And there they'll go, the kids racing for that ball.
Putting one out of play is pretty much the only way to keep one from Zach Zubia behind first. Very good fielder for his position. But Tillian stays alive with two strikes.
Steele pitching in his sixth game for Jupiter. Two wins, no losses, a 2.84 ERA, just two hits and two runs, 10 strikeouts in six innings. And he did face the Mets a couple weeks ago up at Clover Park. This ball too high. It was actually his first game with Jupiter on minor league rehab assignment. I believe he's just a regular Jupiter Hammerhead right now. Pitched an inning and a third. Perfect July 2nd. Got the win up at Clover. Curveball outside. Tillian patiently takes that ball. Two-two. Tillian pops it out of play, foul. Steele, 26 years old, 2019 draft pick by Miami at the University of San Francisco, 30th round. ball fouled straight back. Steele was on rehab assignment for the high A team, pitching for the FCL, but now he's just a regular Jupiter Hammerhead, an older guy at 26. Here's a ground ball over to first base, picked up by Zuby. He will touch the bag ahead of Tillian. Three and assisted. It's a 1-2-3 eighth inning for Joey Steele. Mets down a run. We'll try to keep it that way before they come to bat in the top of the ninth. We go to the home eighth. It's 2-1 Jupiter.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department is going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Some defensive changes for the Mets. Brady Smith will stay in the game and catch. Raul Berciarta will play first base, replacing Jack Thomas Wold. Again, Wold, first game off the injured list. So he's not going the full nine. Saul Gonzalez out for his second inning on the mound. Throws a first pitch ball to Brady Allen and a second pitch high. Well, yesterday, Jupiter put the game away with three runs in the eighth, although they entered that inning with a 6-0 lead. Today they entered the eighth with a one-run lead. Mets trying to keep it at 2-1. Saul Gonzalez misses on this 2-0 pitch. It's three balls and no strikes. And then ball four. Four-pitch walk to Brady Allen. So leadoff man on.
Now batting the first baseman, number 25, Zach Zubia.
There's Zubia. Struck out, walked, and reached on an error. Gonzalez first pitch to him. Fouled straight back to the screen. This game just turning 2 hours old. Played fast tonight. Good pitching, good defense. Offenses haven't mustered much. Run scoring single and a sac fly for Jupiter. A home run for the Mets as this pitch misses for a ball. There's a fastball right down the pipe. Your Mets organizational roundup. New York and San Diego, no score in the fourth inning. Blake Snell versus Chris Bassett. Tough loss for the Mets out of the All-Star break yesterday with Max Scherzer pitching so well. The offense scuffling for New York. Not just St. Lucie these days. There's a slider for a called third strike. A challenge here from Zubia. and thought it was a ball. He was wrong. So a key strikeout for Saul, his second. Now that doesn't advance the base runner. If you're Zach Zubia, why not? Bottom of the eighth inning. You have two challenges left. Can't take them with you. Reserved it for a strike three. Here's Federico Polanco. He takes the ball out.
Nice work by Gonzalez to come right back with a strikeout after losing the first batter on four pitches. I'd like to get out of this inning with no damage and keep this a one-run game going to the top of the ninth for the Mets.
Mets will have power coming up in the ninth. Lugo, who's homered today, Guerrero, who has six homers this season, and Dominguez, the league leader, with 16 home runs. So there is hope as long as it remains, let's say, a one-run game. Here's a steal attempt and a bleeder into left field for hit for Polanco all the way deep into the corner. Ibar will pick it up and throw back to the infield. That's a double for Polanco. And then Brady Allen cruises into third base. I don't know if that was a hit and run or not, but Allen got a great jump, and the pitch bled out into deep left fields. Polanco putting his head down and clapping as he ran to first base and then sped up to second. So this is it for the Mets. It's been a rough stretch offensively in this series. They can ill afford to be down by two runs. They're going to have to play the infield in against Santiago, who's 0 for 3. Trying to keep this a one-run deficit. There's a fastball that missed. Nine scoreless innings for Gonzalez in the month of July. It'll be very difficult to get it to 10. Here's a line drive. Just cleared. Guerrero at second. One run is in, and it's 3-1. Allen scores. Polanco stays at third. That was a rip just by Guerrero. And if he's playing back at his normal depth, he probably makes that catch, but John was just on him too fast playing in, which he had to.
Nothing he could do there. It was just a consequence of his positioning, and it hurts the Mets here. They're down now two runs with runners at the corners for Jupiter and only one out. Gonzalez going to have to bear down here and try and limit the damage.
There's a swing and a miss from Caballero. He knew that leadoff walk was not good news. You never want to walk a leadoff man in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning of a one-run game either way. Run comes back to hurt. There's a swing and a miss on a slider. And it's 0-2. Caballero, two strikeouts and an infield hit today. 0-2 pitch, skip to the backstop. A wild pitch. Racing home and scoring is Polanco. That'll make it 4-1. And maybe put the game out of reach the way the Mets offense is going. The dam is broke here in the eighth inning, just like it did yesterday in the eighth inning.
Well, when it rains, it pours sometimes. And Gonzalez not a good decision there. Again, left the ball in his hand too long, spiked it in the dirt. Really no chance for anyone who would have been behind the plate, you know, reserve catcher or no. And now Jupiter with a three-run lead here in the eighth, and still just one down.
The ball fouled off to the right. Well, I've seen it many times. Runner on third, pitcher gets two strikes, tries for the chase pitch. But those are very dangerous because if you throw it too far out of the zone, you don't give your catcher a good chance to make a play on it. Can accidentally send one to the backstop. And that's exactly what happened for Gonzalez. Got hit 0-2, tried to get the chase, and threw it away. Now a pitch high. It's two balls and two strikes on Caballero. A This ball fouled away. This won't go down.
Got to give Caballero credit for this tough at bat as he continues to foul off pitches.
And Santiago's up on second base. Another ball fouled away. Inning started with a walk, then Zubia struck out. Polanco doubled to set up runners at second and third. Line drive single by Santiago. And a wild pitch with the two runs. Here's a floater into center field right at Omar, who makes the catch. Jam shot. Caballero flies out for the second out of the inning. Santiago holds at second. And Barstadt will bat.
Good pitch that time by Gonzalez. Riding inside on the batter. Like you said, jammed him. Couldn't get around on it. Now with two down, the Mets trying to get out of this inning with still maybe a manageable three-run deficit. But it's going to take some work in the ninth.
Barstadt takes this pitch outside. He's got a four-hit game against the Mets this season. Tonight, he's 2-for-3. A single, double, and a run. Jupiter up to 9 hits now. Fly deep out to left field. That will sail into the stands. The Mets organizational roundup continues. Syracuse beat Worcester today 7-3. Grand slam for Francisco Alvarez, Mets' top prospect. Baseball's number 2 prospect. His first AAA home run, not too shabby.
He is simply unbelievable. I know there have been calls to see him later this year in the majors, but let's simmer down on that one just a bit. Let the man continue to improve. He has been absolutely phenomenal.
Now he needs quite a bit more seasoning, if you read between the lines and what the Mets are saying, catching, before he can get up to the big leagues. By the way, Mets catching situation, tough right now. James McCann on the IL. Tomas Nito left yesterday's game. Playing tonight, Michael Perez, choir from the Pirates earlier today. So I think Nick Dinney, who was catching in AAA last night, was taken out of the game in AAA as a precautionary just after Nito was hurt. So tough go of it with catchers right now for the Mets, but Alvarez, a big home run today. Good for him. He lasted 16 games here, John, last year. That was it. They'd seen enough.
It was all you needed to know.
It was fun watching him hit, watching him take BP. Not like a major league hitter in an A-ball uniform. There's a ground ball to Lugo. Boots it. Throws to first in time to get the catcher Barstadt. Good job by Lugo to recognize who's running. Fielded the ball, dropped the ball, and got the out anyways. But damage done. Jupiter entered the inning with a one-run lead. They get two key insurance runs, and now will carry a 4-1 lead to the top of the ninth.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Ninth inning, last call for the Mets, trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Not a lot of work to do. Avoid a fifth straight loss. Should date back to last Friday. And they lost a game 4-0 to Dunedin. And lost the Saturday suspended game, then lost the seven-inning game on Sunday despite holding a 3-0 lead over halfway through. Lost 9-0 yesterday. Down 2-1 for the most part of today's game, but now down 4-1 after those two key insurance runs across the plate for Jupiter. It will be Joey Steele on to try to close it out. Through 16 pitches in a 1-2-3 eighth. He will face Lugo, Guerrero, and Dominguez here in the ninth inning. The Mets need a couple of base runners at least. Mets also trying to avoid a 9-game losing streak in this ballpark. Tough road for them. Here's a ground ball right to first, picked by Zubia. He steps on first, and that retires Lugo. William trying to squirt run down the first base side, almost over the bag. But it's another three unassisted. It's the third three unassisted in the last four innings for Zubia. A one pitch, one out.
Continues to prove you're going to have to do more than that to fool him over there at first. Certainly one of the better infielders playing first base here in the FSL.
Here's Guerrero 0-3. He takes a strike. That's probably the Mets' best chance to tie the game. When Guerrero was up last time, Lugo had hit a two-out double. And Guerrero struck out on three pitches. And he swings and misses at this curveball at 76. That one had a little more bite to it. And it's 0-2. Curve, check swing on appeal. Guerrero went around. Rung up by the base umpire, Matt Wachowski. Guerrero displeased, but no argument. More displeased that he went as far as he did. So two quick outs. The Mets down to their last out tonight. Some of the steam has come out of the Mets' side after those two runs scored in the bottom of the eighth inning. And it'll be up to Carlos Dominguez to try to keep the game alive. He has 1-4-3 tonight. He will pop one foul. The Mets' offense searching for answers. Last 21 innings, one run. The last 17 innings of this series, just 8 hits. And nobody named William Lugo has an extra base hit. There's a check swing. Dominguez goes around, and it's 0-2.
It's been a real rough go of it this series and the last for the Mets. Now in the middle of their second longest losing streak so far this season.
It's a strike away from being a 5-game losing streak. Not on this pitch, it's outside. The highs and lows of baseball. Mets, they had that walk-off win on Thursday, best win of the season. They were rolling and have not looked the same since. As this pitch is popped up, should do it, right side. Second baseman Sanoha running around, calls for it, makes the catch. Dominguez is out. The game is over. The Hammerheads win game two of the series, 4-1. They have won the series by taking the first two. And Joey Steele closes it out with two perfect innings. The Mets' search for offense will continue another day. The Mets have been held to one run and 8 hits in the 18 innings. Here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the losing streak hits 5. Bierman gets the win. Garcia the loss. Steele the save. Mets now 51-37 on the year. They are back to under 500 in the second half at 11-12. And Jupiter 12-11 in the second half. They remain two behind Palm Beach at the worst, and they are 46-41 overall. Jupiter also now leads the season series between these two teams 11-9. And for the ninth straight game at Roger Dean, the Mets will trudge back to the visiting clubhouse down the left field line, having lost. Tough times for the boys in orange and blue in Jupiter, Florida. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up Jupiter's 4-1 win over the Mets.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NAP.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Adam McDonald with you along with John DeStefano. Beautiful Saturday night. It did not go well for the St. Lucie Mets, though. Baby steps. They played much better tonight than they did yesterday, but the bottom line is the Mets lost again for the fifth straight time. Let's go over the scoring summary. It won't take that long. 4-1 final. Jupiter cracked the scoreboard in the third inning. Their first hit of the game, first hit of the game for either team, came with one out in the inning. It was Cameron Barstad looping in a single to left. He went to second on a wild pitch, third on an infield hit, and would score on Javier Sanoja's RBI single. It was 1-0 Jupiter after three. Mets tied it quickly, though, in the fourth inning. A one-out solo home run by William Lugo was the first Mets run in 16 innings, dating back to Sunday. That made it a 1-1. But the tie would not last long either, as Jupiter in the next half inning, or the top bottom of the fifth, rather, would break the tie. Jorge Caballero, that infield single along the first base line to start the inning. Then he went to third on a ground rule double by Javian Cody, and then he scored on Cape's sack fly to make it 2-1 Hammerheads. Hammerheads took that 2-1 lead to the eighth inning, where they tacked on. Brady Allen drew a leadoff walk. Federico Polanco hit a one-out double. It was second and third, one out. Carlos Santiago ripped a single to right to make it 3-1. And then a wild pitch from Saul Gonzalez brought in Polanco to make it 4-1. There's your scoring summary. Box score starting with the line score. The Mets one run on four hits and one error. Jupiter four runs, nine hits, and one error as well. For the Mets hitters, William Lugo went 2-for-4 with a double and a home run. The double was his 14th, the home run his 6th. So he's at 20 extra base hits this season. That's good. And Dominguez had a hit, and Wold had a single as well. Those were the only four Mets hits. For Jupiter, Cape, he goes 2-for-3. A young phenom from Cuba is batting 500 in this series. Sanoja picked up a hit. Polanco had a hit. Caballero as well. Barstad went 2-for-4. Javian Cody went 1-for-3 with the double, his 5th of the season. pitches in the game for the Mets, Franklin Sanchez. Maybe his best appearance of the season. Two perfect innings with two strikeouts. Touched 98 miles an hour. Ramon Gomez, an inning, three hits and a run, no walks and two strikeouts. Tough loss for Garcia. Three innings, two hits, and one run. Pretty good for a reliever with the walk and two strikeouts, but he's now 1-1, so he's gotten a decision in both of his appearances. Saul Gonzalez finally touched up in the month of July. Four hits and two runs in two innings with the walk and two strikeouts. For Jupiter, they pitched it brilliantly again. Bender, you really expect that from the major league rehabber, an inning and a third. He faced the minimum with the walk and a strikeout and a double play. Bierman gets the win. He's 5-4, giving up one run on four hits and 5 2/3, no walks and seven strikeouts. And Joey Steele, two perfect innings with three strikeouts. He's now pitched 3 1/3 perfect innings against the Mets across two relief appearances. Ball game played in 2 hours and 15 minutes, so another quick one. We're averaging 2 hours and 18 minutes in this series. Sign me up for that one. And the attendance, 981 baseball-loving souls here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. John, I'll leave it to you for final thoughts on tonight's ball game.
Well, let's not beat around the bush, Adam. Yes, this was a tough loss for the Mets, and you do hate to see it. You don't want to see five losses in a row at any point in the season. But this was a tall order for the Mets. You know, this would have been a tough game to end a losing streak on. Anthony Bender came out and set the tone early, throwing flames, and Jupiter pitchers took right up where he left off. The only mistake really was to William Lugo on the home run, and that was the only Met batter that took care of business tonight. So really what it comes down to has just been what we talked about at the top of the game. It just comes down to the Mets not getting hits when they need to. They need to focus on staying in at bats longer and getting bats on balls. Carlos Dominguez, this is going to be one of the toughest games for him because he continues to slump and he continues to swing hard looking for that big home run. You'd really like to see him settle down. Again, he did have that one nice at bat where he dribbled one down the line for an infield hit, but his struggles continue, so you'd like to see him continue to try to settle down as we get later into the dog days of summer.
Mets will try to keep the losing streak from reaching six in the series finale tomorrow, looking to avoid getting swept in this mini three-game series. It's a noon start. Weather looks promising. That is good news. So a quick turnaround will be on the air in the morning time tomorrow at 11:50 a.m. Pitching matchup. Maybe the Mets can take advantage of that. Juan Reynoso, just 18 years old from the Dominican Republic, making the start for Jupiter. He will be opposed by Tony DeBrell, who will come off the injured list and continue a minor league rehab assignment for St. Lucie. Once again, 11 a.m. first, 11:50 airtime with the pregame show, and high noon first pitch. And that will wrap up the three-game set. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. John DeStefano, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Saturday night. We hope everybody out there listening has a pleasant remainder of their evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.